Now, the Trail Talk Podcast. Anything and everything snowmobiling by UpstateSnow.com with Rich Lupia and Zachary Lupia.
And welcome back to this edition of the Trail Talk Podcast. Rich Lupia from UpstateSnow.com along with, for his first time, Zach Lupia, my son.
How's it going?
And we have as our guest today, first we want to thank John from Timberview for opening up the lodge and the beautiful view to us today. This is where the podcast is being recorded from. And we also have Chris Skipper from the Touring Ridge Riders. How you doing, sir?
Doing great today.
Thank you so much for giving us a little tour of the soon-to-be-built barn, the highest club on the Tug Hill, and for giving us a little ride and a little bit of a look into what you guys are doing up here on the Tug Hill. So I want to open up the podcast just by asking you a little bit about how you got into the club and how you've been able to build the club from where it was prior to you coming into it.
Well, I guess to start off with just quick, my entry into snowmobiling, a friend of mine asked me when I lived in Pennsylvania back in, you know, that's where I grew up my whole life. And back in 2008, a friend of mine asked me to go to a snowmobile show. And he said, bring along $1,000 because they sell used snowmobiles. So I did. And I saw one and I bought it. And his dad says to me, you know, this sport gets a lot more expensive than $1,000. And here I am pretty much, you know, 10 years later dedicating most of my spare time to snowmobiling, and boy, was he right!
And most of the money, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Yes, as we know, for those of us who love the sport, it is not cheap, but it is worth every penny. It is worth every dollar to be with friends and family, and just, you know, for what snowmobiling brings to us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, tell me more about what brought you specifically up here and led you to move your family up here.
For myself and my wife. We didn't have any children at the time. It was a lifestyle choice. We had some pretty crazy obligations and also had what I would call a more fast-paced life where we lived in Pennsylvania. We both got an opportunity to have work here, and once we had that opportunity and were able to merge the things that we'd like to do, which is snowmobiling, hunting, fishing, and, you know, visiting upstate New York with our work life, we were able to make it happen and to move here.
Sounds almost like a Luke Bryan song, hunting, fishing, loving every day.
We just have to
add snowmobiling to that equation.
Yeah, snowmobiling is the big part of the equation as well. And yeah. That's why we moved here, because we both love snowmobiling so much. But we realized that all the other seasons here are just as fantastic, really, here at Tug Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long has it been since you moved up here, and what specifically got you involved in the Touring Ridge Riders?
I moved here in 2013. Pretty much immediately, I moved here in June or July of 2013, and pretty much immediately I went to the first meeting of the year. In September, I had some friends who were involved with the snowmobile club, who were helping with grooming, helping with managing, and they said, hey, you should come check it out. So I came to a couple meetings and made the mistake of having some ideas and to volunteer to do some things. And, you know, it just so happened at the time that some of the people who had done a fantastic job of getting the club started from the ground up happened to be maybe ready to take a little bit of a break, and they were looking for some more assistance. So I volunteered my assistance, and, you know, with the group that was already there, we just continued to grow. When we started in 2006, you know, it was a small club, but, you know, now we're getting much larger and have been on an upward climb ever since.
So you guys maintain about 35 miles of trails, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it's among the most critical on the Tug Hill.
Certainly, yeah. You know, as far as the Tug Hill clubs goes, we happen to be one of the smaller ones. We're also the youngest from an age standpoint. Like I said, we only started in 2006. So, yeah, our trail system compromises, a good portion of the top of Tug Hill, some of the most heavily traveled corridor trails. But then we're also the link between, or the most direct link between the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks, down through the Black River Valley, down through the towns of Lyons Falls. So, linking Tug Hill to points like Brandingham and the Gateway to Old Forge.
Right. So when most people ride from Old Forge, they like to come across Brandingham and then connect down by Boondocks and by the Edge and then come up onto the hill on the other side of 12 that way. And I have taken that trail before, and that is an awesome trail when there is snow, which is probably one of the biggest issues that you have.
Yeah, it is. In that area, you know, it can be an issue. I mean, still, you know, by the numbers, that area gets a considerable amount of snow when you compare it to the rest of the state. But the traffic can at times take that snow that we have and you know, diminish it pretty quickly.
So you mentioned 2006 is when Tour and Ridge Riders started maintaining those trails.
Sure.
Who maintained them before? Did you take over for another club, or was it just, how did that come about?
So there was, first off, let me just tell you, I'm not a historian. Mm-hmm. I pick it up here and there, but there were other snowmobile clubs. Timberview here, where we're at, Timberview Resort here on top of Tug Hill, they had a club, mm-hmm. and they maintained a portion of the trails. And there was also some of the surrounding snowmobile clubs that maintained a portion of our trails. Mm-hmm. You had Southern Tug Hill, who had a portion of some of the trails that we have. Branningham came a lot closer here to Timberview, where we're sitting, than they do now. And then, there were some others. So when the club was formed, it started to, in the Turin area, and started to branch back out and aid some of those clubs that were around, that were previously around. And then as some of them dissolved, some of them said, okay, well, you guys are getting more established, you can take on some more trail. The club grew to meet that need.
So you mentioned some of the ideas that you had in terms of helping to grow the club and helping to give it more visibility and for it to be able to do the things that you want to do. Tell me what some of those ideas were and how they have played out over the last couple of years.
Well, first off, I think that it would be a mistake for me to say that they're my ideas. I have some ideas, and we're very, very fortunate to be surrounded with a great group of volunteers where maybe I have an idea or they have an idea, and we flush it out together, and sometimes they take years or, months or even years to come to fruition. But, I guess some of the things that you could say that our club has done that is, really changed the face of snowmobiling as far as we know it here on Tug Hill, and also changed our club in general, have been, promoting more of join where you ride. For years and years and years, many snowmobilers would just join their local club, and then they would, because they only had snow a couple weeks out of the year, wherever their local club was, would trailer here to Tug Hill and then ride our trails. And we wouldn't reap the benefit of those membership dollars because we only get reimbursed for a portion of what we do from the state, a small portion. So we really rely on those membership dollars to drive our funds and our fundraising. So starting our Join Where You Ride campaign back in 2013, incentivizing people to join the snowmobile club by doing giveaways. I mean, one of our great partners right away, CJ Motorsports, they ponied up and gave us $500 worth of gift cards to give away to people. All they had to do was join. So now, when you join a snowmobile club and you make an investment in snowmobiling, it's a gamble. But hey, mm-hmm. at least now you have a chance to potentially win something. And then 2014, our partner at Beaver Creek Lodge came along and gave us a 3-day, 4-night snowmobiling trip to give away for anybody that joins. And then most recently here this year, Timberview Resort, they piled onto this and they're giving away a couple nights in the lodge here for people that join our snowmobile club. So the giveaways have certainly helped, and the trail grooming is also what's driving the membership in a positive direction. For us, trail grooming isn't something that's really a hobby. I mean, yes, we do enjoy it very much, but it's a full-time job for about 4 months out of the year. It's very rare that we miss a night, and almost never miss a Friday or a Saturday.
Well, certainly with thousands of sleds coming through here, just on an average weekend, much less a holiday weekend or a holiday time, that's got to be one of your greatest challenges, is just trying to keep the trails flat and just trying to keep them safe because of the extreme volume of traffic up here, with this being one of the highest snow areas and one of the most popular areas of the state to ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Trail signage is key. Keeping the trails flat, keeping the hazards marked, warning people of the curves ahead. That's something that we take very, very seriously. And it's unfortunate. Accidents do occur, generally due to high speeds or inexperience or a combination of the both.
Yes.
So we want everybody to ride like it's your kid that's coming around the next corner, so that everybody can enjoy.
And speaking of, I ride with my 16-year-old, Zachary. And we have shared thousands of miles together on the trail, but Tug Hill is a place that we have not ridden as much as other places. So to people that look at Tug Hill and they hear about the high-profile accidents, they see hundreds if not thousands of people on the trail, during the weekend. What do you say to people that say it's too crowded, it's too much, there's not any more room for any more snowmobilers? Some people have that view. What would you say to them about that?
So I'd say you're correct to some extent, okay? There are times where it's absolutely busy, okay? Those times are also the times where you have nowhere else to go to ride. Mm-hmm. So, there's not many options, and we know we cannot control the amount of snowmobiles here, but I can tell you that we're doing our best to keep the trails as flat as possible. There's times on a Saturday where we'll go out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and we'll groom because we know that the trails are getting unsafe to the point where there's bumps that are potentially throwing people from one side of a curve to another, and could cause, you know, could cause collisions. I'll also tell you that Tug Hill is an excellent jumping off point. Mm-hmm. There are many, many areas very close to here. A lot of trails where you can ride where you're not going to see people or as many people. The corridor of Tug Hill is your busiest area. So my advice to you would be, don't not come to Tug Hill because it's the weekend. Come here and be smart about how you ride and where you ride. Come here, get a start in the morning. Get a start in the morning early on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Start 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. Have a nice ride. Go somewhere, make a nice loop, and be getting back closer to where your area is by early to mid-afternoon when the trails start to get more busy, especially if you have a family. Or take a look at, you know, on the map, get a hold of us via Facebook, and ask, where do you recommend based on the snow? Where do you think we could go? Where could we start from? Where could we go to? Tell us what kind of rider you are. Tell us who you're coming with. Is it a boys' weekend, or is it something you're going to do with the kids? Because there's always somewhere to go here. It's not just, you know, that you have to ride the top of the hill, wide open throttle, and, you know, you can't bring the kids. That's really not the case.
Right, and that's obviously a bit, you know, a big concern, because I have younger ones that I ultimately want to bring up into the sport in the coming years. You know, hearing that from you is very important. I think it's very important to get that message out there, because at the end of the day, as you mentioned, there are a lot of places to go. Not everyone is going to be on the same trails. There's so many beautiful places that you can see snowmobiling, which is the whole reason why we ride in the first place, that you can't see any other time of the year.
Absolutely. And if I could stress one thing from, you know, that from that last statement the most, it's ask. You know, I live here on Tug Hill, and I know when it's a great time to ride and where to take my son. I've been taking my son riding since he was a year and a half, and I have no qualms about doing that, and I know it's safe to do, but I know where to go and when to go. So if you're new to the area, you're new to snowmobiling, or you're new to coming, or you're considering coming to Tug Hill for the first time, reach out to us and ask. We got a Facebook page, we got an Instagram page. We'll be more than happy to tell you where to go, because you really, it's as safe as you make it.
Yeah, and that's really the big thing that we stress, certainly with us riding, is safety. Not overriding your lights at night, riding within your abilities, and if you're riding with a group and the people ahead of you are speeding ahead of you, don't try to keep up with them if it's at a speed that you're not comfortable. You'll catch up to them at the next stop or at the next turn off. You know, don't try to keep up with them, because that's usually when those accidents happen. You come up to a sharp curve, you're coming up to it at 50, 55 when you should be coming up to it at 35, and then all of a sudden you got trouble. Okay.
You pretty much laid it all out on the table.
Okay, so the bottom line message here is the interaction with the clubs. Like we stress, particularly at the beginning of the season with opening, we tell people always check with your local club before going out to ride.
Sure.
As to what the conditions are, or if the trails are even open, especially in December when there's snow on the ground, but yet we still have hunting seasons. Yep. And everyone is itching to ride. The message here sounds like keep that communication going. Use your social media. Use whatever forms of contact that you guys have out there as a club. They want that interaction. You know, they want you to talk to them. They want you to ask questions. With better communication, we all help to make the snowmobiling experience better.
Absolutely. You know, so social media is a great platform. You know, you can find us too at jointr.com through our website. We have an email address that's listed right there. And then the other great thing, you know, so we have, you know, two other ways of notifying you of open and closed trails. Because sometimes it's not just about hunting season or about snow. Sometimes there's a hazard, you know, maybe a bridge washes out or something that people need to know about. And unfortunately, due to the makeup of many clubs' trail systems, not ours in particular, but it's very, very difficult to close a trail if you have a trail that's 40 miles long, you know, through the middle of the woods. So New York State Snowmobile Association has an excellent website that allows the clubs to update daily. So you can now look at not just one club, you can look at the whole state and see whose trails are red, meaning they're closed, whose trails are green, meaning they're open. And from what I've been told, they will be launching a phone-based app here during this snowmobile season.
Yeah. So tell me about the Groomer Barn campaign that you guys are on. You guys have been advertising the last couple of months to buy a brick to help support the building of that. Where did the genesis of that idea come from? How are things going right now? And when are you looking to complete it?
So we're, yes, so we're in the middle of building the highest club on Tug Hill. Framing has begun this week, and we're hoping to be in an enclosed here by the new year. That's our goal, so that we can use it. You know, it would be great if the barn was completely done, but compared to working outside in 20 below weather, we'll take it just to have a shell, because that's what we're used to, really, is working in the ditches or the sand dunes of Lyons Falls, which we appreciate as well. What we're going to be doing here is we're selling commemorative bricks or memorial bricks to commemorate our groomer barn. So you can buy a brick, you can personalize the brick, you can put your name on it, you can put your dog's name on it, you can put your wife's name on it, girlfriend's name on it. I don't really care. Wife and girlfriend, probably get them different bricks. And we can put them not next to each other. You can write, "I ride with stupid," and put your buddy's name on a brick. You're just going to have to buy two of them. It's up to you. So that's our plan. So we're selling these bricks, and the packages range from $50 for just a brick that's a 4x8 brick with whatever you want on it, all the way up to our business and our sponsorship packages, which go for $1,000, which gets you a whole lot more than just a brick. It gets you social media advertising. It gets you a banner. It gets you pint glasses, it gets you hats, and there's a bunch of packages in between, so $50 to $1,000. We sell a lot of $250 packages for families, which gets all the kids a t-shirt, mom and dad a t-shirt. $500 package gets everybody hats, t-shirts, banners. We sold a lot of $500 packages too, but we need to sell some more. So far we've raised a very small portion of the funds needed to complete the groomer barn. So, you know, we're going to be selling those throughout the year, going to about March. And in March, we're probably going to close down the fundraiser, and whatever the balance is, we're going to have to try and take out a loan to finish the groomer barn off.
So hopefully by next season, by the 2021 season, you'll have that completely finished off and ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our goal. I mean, we'll have it usable by the new year, that we can pull groomers in and out and at least get them out of the weather. And you can find out more about that. You can visit jointrr.com. We have the information there, and you just click on there's a big picture of the groomer barn. It says buy a brick.
Chris Skipper, Touring Ridge Riders president, and a special thanks also to John from Timberview for letting us come here to do the podcast and hosting us here today. Thank you so much for joining the Trail Talk podcast, and please be sure to support their groomer barn and communicate with them throughout the season. As weather conditions change, as trail conditions change, don't let the big weekend crowds or the holiday weekend crowds dissuade you from riding. Come up and enjoy the beautiful areas and the beautiful riding that Tug Hill has to offer. Chris Skipper, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Trail Talk podcast. For more podcasts, weather information, and snowmobile information, visit upstatesnow.com.